What's good, everybody? This is the first segment of Ray's podcast. The wait is over. What it is and what it ain't. If you don't like what I gotta say, then join the debate. Yesterday on Cinco de Mayo, the Boston Celtics went to Philly to play a critical game. The Sixers went in being down 0-2, and history has shown when the Sixers are down 0-2, they are 0-11 in any series. Another thing, when the Celtics are up 2-0, they are 36-0, undefeated. That's tough. It's basically telling the Sixers that it's over. The game went back and forth, and Marco Bellinelli hit a tough buzzer beater before the clock expired to send the game in overtime. Careless turnovers by the young Sixers put them in a tight spot. They were leading by 2 points in overtime with 46 seconds left when Joel Embiid tried to hand the ball over, and Terry Rozier came and stole that ball. Embiid fouled Horford. Horford went to the free throw line and only made one free throw. The Sixers held the ball until the game clock expired when Joel Embiid tried to shoot a dumb fadeaway. Ben Simmons ended up getting the rebound with 18 seconds left on the shot clock. The clock was out. All this man had to do was pull the ball out, hold the ball until he got fouled, really, or pass the ball up to a shooter. But no, instead, he tried to shoot a floater. He missed the shot. The Celtics get the rebound. They call a timeout. They end up scoring the next playoff inbound pass to Al Horford in the post. Now Philly down by 1 point, has one more chance to try to go for the game winner. But Ben Simmons has other plans for his team. For real. He's dumb. He threw a dumb pass from the sideline out of bounds. Al Horford get the game winner still. Basically go to the free throw line. Hit two free throws. Celtics still a game. Go up 3-0. Jason Tatum led the way with 24 points and 5 rebounds. And Terry Rozier had 18 points. Joel Embiid had 22 points and 19 rebounds. Well, I guess Philly has to trust the process. Ben Simmons is the rookie of the year to me. But come on, son. You got to be more careful. He had a terrible game two, with only having 1 point. And now he did two dumb bozo plays. He's been playing basketball all his life. He should know better. And I guess Robert Covington just decided to have other plans. The man played 25 minutes and went 0 for 8 and had 1 point. Man, you need to sit down and stop shooting the ball. For real. But enough about Philly. The last game of the night was Cleveland Cavaliers versus LeBronto Raptors. Before the game started, the Cavs were leading the series 2-0. The Cavs came home and they were dominating the whole game. Out of nowhere, the Raptors decided to play in the fourth quarter. They fought all the way back from being down 17 points, and they tied the game up with 8 seconds on the clock from a clutch three-pointer from OG Anunoby. After calling the timeout, the Cavs gave the ball to LeBron. He dribbled the ball up the court, full court all the way, shot a running floater off the glass to win the game. Walk off. God's plan. Walk-off game winner by the King. That's two game winners so far in the playoffs. LeBron led the way with 38 points, 7 assists, and 6 rebounds. Kevin Love added 21 points and 16 rebounds. Now let's talk about this game here. Kyle Lowry tried his best for the Raptors and finished with 27 points and 7 assists. This series is over. It's a body bag. DeMar DeRozan has been waiting all year for this moment to finally beat LeBron James. To finally beat LeBron. And he goes 3 for 12 and has 18. I'm so sorry. He had 8 points. He didn't even play in the fourth quarter. At all. He was just sitting on the bench looking devastated while his team was coming back. He worked hard all summer. He worked on his outside shooting. He waited this moment to finally beat LeBron James. And in the biggest game in the season, he doesn't even show up. LeBron owns the Raptors, period. Now let's talk about they. Because LeBron James, Lee Goat, whatever you want to call him, the King. Let's talk about him. And let's talk about his critics, you know, they. They said LeBron is not clutch, but he has more postseason game winners than Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant combined. They say LeBron was going to lose in the first round to the Indiana Pacers. I really can't believe they believe that, or they thought that, but he didn't. They also said this is LeBron James' worst team ever since 2007. Let's not forget when the whole world, when ESPN, when everybody was saying that. Everybody was saying that. So with that being said, when LeBron James win the NBA Finals this year with the so-called worst team that he has to be the GOAT. He will most likely be playing the Warriors again because Curry is back. And I'm pretty sure Michael Jordan has never played a team like Golden State. I'm pretty sure Michael Jordan's team was way better than LeBron's team. Now you say, the team in Miami was a legend team, was a great team, whatever. Okay, if you want to say that, Jordan's team was way better than LeBron's team. Jordan had a way better team than any team that LeBron has ever played for. The reason why I say that is because when Jordan retired and left his team, they went on and won 55 games. They ended up losing in Game 7 to the New York Knicks in the second round. The year before that, when he was playing before he retired, they won 57 games. When LeBron James left Cleveland, they went on and won 19 games. They went 19-63. And ended up having the first pick in the NBA draft. When LeBron left Miami, they didn't even make the playoffs the next year. The man does everything. And for the people to say that if he goes to the West, he wouldn't even make it out. How can you say that when this man has been going to the NBA Finals, 7 years straight? And I'm pretty sure this year would be 8 years. Like, that is crazy. Like, I don't see how y'all don't see the greatness in LeBron James. And most of the people have not even watched Jordan. And all they just saying, Jordan is the great. Jordan is the great. Now, granted, you need a team to win a championship, right? The best overall teams win championships. Rings don't mean nothing without no team. And Jordan had the second greatest team ever to be created. And I'm saying that because the Warriors now have the greatest team and they added the greatest scorer in the game right now when they really didn't even need him, but they added him. And this is what LeBron has to go up against. For real, this is what LeBron has to go up against. The argument the Jordan fanboys would say, oh, Jordan has six rings. Jordan has six rings. Well, if that's the case, Bill Russell has 11. 11 is more than six. I say six is more than three. Bill Russell has 11. I don't think nobody's ever going to get 11 rings again. This is the 15th season, and this is the 15th season of LeBron James, and this is his best season by far. He's averaging 35 points, 9 rebounds, and 8 assists in the playoffs, and he's shooting 58% from the field. He is silencing all his haters, and there's really nothing they can say. After that game winner last night, they were all quiet. The next thing they said was, oh, he has to do it in the finals. He has to show up in the finals. He's going to prove you wrong. He's going to prove you wrong. And when he does get his fourth ring, you know what you're going to say? Oh, Jordan has six rings. Jordan has six rings. When LeBron James beat the Golden State Warriors this year with this so-called worst team that y'all said, he has to be the GOAT. What it is and what it ain't. If you don't like what I say, then join the debate. Copy.